This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:35, down 10 on the open. July, 4:44, down 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:49.5, down 3.5 on the open. July, 3:62, down 4.25. September, 3:71, down 7.5. December, 3:91, down 4.25. March, 4:04, down 7.5 on the open. May corn opened at 2:34.5, down 1.25 on the open. July, 2:46, down 1.5. September, 2:56, down 1.5. December, 2:67.75, down 1.75. March, 2:76.5, down 1.75. May, 2:81.25, down 2 on the open. May oats opened at 171, down 1 on the open. July, 176.75, down 3/4. May soybeans opened at 568.5, down 2.75 on the open. July, 582.5, down 3/4. August, 588.5, down 2.75. September, 593, down 2.5. Your harvest month, 602, down 3.25. January, 610, down 3.5. The red line, March, 616, down 4 on the open. May soybean meal open at 172.30, down 30 on the open. July, 172.30, down 50. May soybean oil open at 24.02, down 12 on the open. July, 24.43, down 9. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 103, even down 10 on the open. May, 103.55, down 20. August, 104.40, down 47.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 82.05, down 12.5 on the open. June, 75.20, down 2.5. May lean hogs opened at 65.10, up 5 on the open. June, at 66.15, up 12.5. July, 67.10, up 12.5. August, 66 even, up 2.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 78.70, up 22.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Before I get too wrapped up in the grains this morning, I want to focus some of my attention over at the Merck because we do have a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. What's its potential to be a market mover?
Well, we're hoping it's going to be a big market mover because we've been pretty deadlocked this week. We've just not seen much of a move in the cattle all week long. The cattle have been pretty range-bound since bottoming and making a 23% retracement in the June, Dave. The bids are stuck at 79, offers stuck at 84, and it seems like no one's really wanting to budge. And if anything happened, it seemed like to us, taking, you know, looking at it from our perspective, that the packers kind of walked away from the cattle and went over to the hogs because demand and packer bids started to come up Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, in the hog complex. So maybe this cattle on feed report will break that deadlock and we'll be able to get a little bit of movement. But the pit guys that we talked to up at the Merck and cattle are saying that that South Korean and the Japanese beef import bans really need to be lifted and that they're still very sincere in saying there's plenty of cattle out there to be killed. So probably the biggest number that we'll have to be watching is that on feed number. The range of estimates on Dow Jones is 106.5 to 110. We sure hope it's down towards the lower end of the range. You know, 105 would be fantastic.
Perhaps the best thing that could have happened for lean hogs was April going off the board this week.
Yeah, we're hoping that technically gave us a little bit of a bottom here. You know, there is the premium in the May and June against the index. We're hoping that the packers will make that up and we don't have to see the May and June hogs fall. We've got the cold storage report today, and pork inventory numbers are pretty narrow in their ranges. Estimates on Dow Jones theirs right around 520 to 525 million pounds. So pretty narrow, and you know, they'll be watching the ham stocks and belly stocks as well. although bellies have sold off pretty aggressively this week already, so they might have anticipated some of the bigger numbers for the belly stocks.
Let's turn our attention then to the Merck July corn, 246 and a half down one. December, 268 and a half down one. Planters figure to be rolling wherever they possibly can between the raindrops that we might be seeing over the next 5 days. In that July corn contract, if we don't get above, Mike, last week's high, 254 and three quarters, are we putting an island top in here?
It's possible. And, you know, there's some factors, non-technical factors, that make us a little bit nervous, too, because you bring up some really good technical factors, Dave, but there's a little bit more in terms of the loss of support and the 10-day moving average as far as the technicals. But the fundamentals of the wheat and its range-bound trade until taking out the 200-day moving average on the open today, loss of momentum to the upside in wheat, and we've also got some rain coming in Kansas City. So between that, the metals correction that we saw yesterday, the gap below the trade after the prospectus plantings report, and this open planting window, you really do need to firm up here, and you really need to see the March 3rd old high in Dease corn at 266 hold. You also need to see the April 5th high, the April 5th low in Dease corn at 265.5 hold as well. Those are very key numbers. And obviously, with the spreads being weak, you bring up a good point about the May and the July corn needed to lead us higher here.
And you talked about the wheat. Certainly, Kansas City has been on a wild ride this week. That might be suggestive that we're putting a high in place there. And you go over to the Chicago Board of Trade and look at the charts, and you wonder, are we seeing a head and shoulders top?
Yeah, and probably to add to that, we have been very surprised the last week and a half how negative the traders we talked to in Chicago, in the Chicago pit, have become in the wheat. It's probably the most negative pit we have picked out of all of them in Chicago at this time. And you nailed it, the idea that Chicago is ready to fall as soon as this KC gets rain. Today's probably going to be a really big day and a big test for this complex. Like I said, we took out that 200-day moving average. We really don't want to take out the March 28th low in July wheat of 351. That is a major support, and we're within about a dime of that today. So we have found a little bit of respite, a little bit of recovery. There was some news out right before the opening that maybe India will be importing around 3 million metric tons during the calendar year of 2006. That's always pretty good news whenever India needs wheat because they grow so much.
Turn our attention to soybeans. Want to look at the May contract briefly. We've been trying, like gangbusters, to break a downward trend line that started all the way back in January, and every time we come up to it, we back off of it. And I suppose technical people are wanting to see something along the lines of 585.5 to confirm we're going to get through that line.
That's right, and volatility builds. And I think this is where it's really important in the bean complex, especially for us in agriculture, to take note of what happened in silver yesterday. When we looked at the 17.5% drop in the July silver yesterday, when you take 17.5% into the July bean price, that's exactly a dollar. And so clients and people we talked to in the last few weeks, you know, we've been talking a long time about the beans can go a dollar higher or a dollar lower. Obviously, the fundamentals want to say it's going lower, but you can't mess around with the fundamentals when the funds are involved. And so we've elected to get these puts bought and get the guys out there focusing on planning and stop, you know, trying to nitpick and micromanage the bean complex because of the volatility. And I think that sincerely now is starting to come into clients' minds and say, gee, I see what you're saying. You could have the most negative fundamentals in the world, but if these funds want to come in and push this market, they sure can. And that's exactly what they've done in bean oil this week. So the end of the week here, we really do want to watch the technicals. We want to see if the bean oil continues on this sharp move higher or whether we see end-of-the-week profit-taking.
Are you saying, then, that the reason that beans did not fall out of bed yesterday, despite the fact that metals were sharply lower, silver $2, gold $13, was because crude oil prices remained fairly high?
That, and I had an interesting conversation with a bean pit trader yesterday after lunch. When the markets firmed up, I called up and said, what's going on up there? What's the volume like? What's the mindset like? And the fund selling that went on earlier in the day was met with very good commercial buying, and so that's been the trend this past few weeks, and the commitment of traders shows that. The commercials continue to buy, the funds continue to sell. What happens if the funds decide to cover those shorts and the commercials are already long? That's what we're getting at, Dave, is you're setting up a situation where you truly could, because of what's going on in silver and with the funds over there, you could see them turn on a dime and cover the short positions and actually get net long, and that would give you a very strong move. The strength in beans yesterday was noted in the bean pit, given the weakness in the metals, and there's some guys up there that actually believe that we are going to go 10 to 15 cents higher in the July contract, for instance. But it, when you pin them down, or like I tried to yesterday, pin them down and say, okay, where do you see July going off the board? They say, oh, heck, it could go all the way back down to $5. Well, that's just simply a dollar move lower. So what we're getting at as hedgers is, let's cut through all the mumbo-jumbo here. Let's keep our eyes focused on the prize. Let's not worry about where the market's going to go here in terms of speculative trade. Let's work on the hedging side, get the puts bought, leave the cash sales open, don't sell too much cash, and let's reevaluate the position in 30 or 45 days.
Thank you much, Mike. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Okie dokie.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're listening to WILL Urbana in the studio. Focus 580 host David Inge.